As we offer our heart's love, mighty blessed Surreal, we ask the great cosmic beings who minister with him to ever guide us and guard us and help us to draw forth into outer conditions that which he knows we require the most, to render whatever service we may for the purity, freedom, protection of America, and the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth, for the ascension of all as we've called. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, as we come into the atmosphere of Earth, there comes with us the various activities of the sacred fire and cosmic light, which will be a strength and a protection to those under this radiation, and wherever we may, will become illumination into the physical octave by the greater light from the great central sun. And in drawing into yourselves and into outer condition the greater powers and the greater perfection of life, try to remember that whatever you call forth from an ascended master or a cosmic being, it is always the life that has already manifested its victory and control over all physical forces in this world. And when I gave the admonition long ago to charge everything in your world with new life, it is that you may be reminded that the life from the great central sun that is constantly flowing to the physical sun of this system of worlds and through the physical sun to each one of the planets, each day the great central sun is giving new life to the whole system. And therefore the energy that you use each day is new energy. It's fresh energy. Energy you've not used before. And if you can keep the intellect reminded and you command the outer self to be filled with the new life from our great realm of mastery, then you will realize that the energy that flows into the body and out into your affairs each day is qualified with our eternal perfection. And no human creation can change that. So what you need in this world is our new life, the life of our ascended master octave, that is forever expanding perfection, forever manifesting greater and more beautiful manifestations, ever revealing new designs, ever revealing and releasing new powers, ever expanding the great perfection that comes alone from the love in the great central sun. Now you will ask me, well, where does the life go to in the energy we've already used? A great deal of it has gone into your human creations and your problems. And those you are purifying by your use of the violet consuming flames, love from the great central sun. But once that energy of your life or our life is purified and charged with the love from the great central sun or the ascended master's octave, then you have redeemed your life of the past. You have redeemed the energy that you've been privileged to use throughout the century. And as you purify that and redeem it, if you will charge it with new life from our ascended master octave, you will find it manifests new blessings for you. And when you understand that you can charge that energy with the ascended master's ever-expanding newness of greater and greater love and perfection to the universe, this phrase will mean very much more to you and will become very powerful in your use as you experiment with using our new life each day to provide new conditions for you, new blessings, new supply, new health, new beauty, new perfection, and new opportunities by which you release the greater powers of your own life to produce perfection that fulfills the divine plan and helps you to attain your ascension more comfortably, more beautifully, more victoriously, and more easily. Try to think what new life means and ask your beloved I Am Presence to illumine this to you with the ever-expanding illumination of the sacred fire presence from the great central sun. The blessed Saint Germain told you long ago that when you choose to call forth the great creative heart of God, you can call forth the new life from the great creative heart of God, the mighty I Am Presence, your presence, presence of the physical sun, the great central sun. You can draw forth ideas into your outer use that have never been manifested anywhere in any system of worlds. There is an ever-expanding conscious release of new ideas, new powers of life, new substance, new energy, ever coming forth from the great central sun to fill infinity with greater blessing. And since you are a miniature model of the infinite scheme of creation, then these same mighty powers you are privileged to draw forth into yourselves or into the world around you to ever make all things new. Do you remember the beloved Master Jesus saying, "Behold, I make all things new"? You go off and buy new clothes, do you not? You buy new houses. You buy new automobiles. Then why shouldn't you have new life? We are very practical, more so than you are. You know why? We live the natural way of life. You live the artificial, the subnatural. And in this which I'm bringing to your attention tonight, you will find yourselves entering through the door into the natural way of existence. Because The original divine plan never contained within it anything that was a struggle for life. You might have resistance, but you would never have struggle. And in overcoming the resistance, you will find the thrill of happiness in the experimental use of new powers until those powers become the expansion of your life's greater perfection to the universe around you. So, beloved ones, now we're getting very practical tonight. You need new life in your bodies to give yourselves new strength and new power of accomplishment. And I believe you can use new supply. Thank you. Now, many of you, I'm quite sure, can appreciate new sources of supply. And it would seem to me the way mankind's discord has worn out certain portions of the earth by continual destruction, mankind needs a new way of life. You need new plans. You need a new concept. And may I say, you need a new mind with which to use the great divine powers of the Ascended Master's octave. Now, we do not take your old mind away or anything of the kind, but your new mental concepts will bring new feeling within you, and in that feeling will be the love. The world is starving for, and has been starving for, down through the centuries. Mankind needs a new concept of the purpose of physical embodiment. The masses of the world do not understand that the object of physical experience in this world is the attainment of the ascension. Then they need that new idea of life, a new purpose for which to live, a new way to make their best effort. The people of the world must have help. And so when we charge you with our cosmic sacred fire, blessing, and new life to make your world the perfection of ours, I'm sure that's going to be a new experience for you. You have wanted our perfection, but the way and means of using it in this world will bring a thrill to you. I will be a new experience that can only bring you happiness, can only bring you peace, and cannot be changed or misused by the human creation of those around you. So if you choose to bring our new way of life into this world, try to remember that where you open your world for our life, new life, to bring its blessings into you and around you, try to always remember that whatever you draw here from our octave is invincible against the discord of human beings' unfortunate creation. So, beloved ones, instead of fighting things and conditions you do not like. Try to stand above them and call forth our new way of life to blaze into and around you, to keep you untouched by the conditions that heretofore have weighed you down and made you struggle. You must acknowledge this if your struggle is to cease, because our way of life contains no struggle. And so if you care for a new experience of accomplishing what you need without struggle, then charge yourselves and your world with the new way of life, the Ascended Master's new way. And don't forget to precede it with the Ascended Master's and cosmic beings' new life and new way of life. And this has nothing to do with your new deal. That was just an experiment with more misery. Has nothing to do with God. Never did have. So, beloved ones, we are here to give you all you can use and more than you can use. And if you care to come into our way of life to make all things new for you, you can strengthen yourselves to the place where you can render very much greater service for the protection of your nation and for the arousing within the people of a new determination to stand for the freedom of God, the illumination and purification of mankind, and the victory of perfection that manifests the fulfillment of a great divine plan. So, beloved one, if you will look to the source that gives everything, I'm quite sure you will find a new way of life in which your joy will increase day by day, your freedom be manifested invincibly, and your attainment of the ascension will come in the most gracious, wonderful, harmonious, loving way possible. So, blessed ones, it was not idly that I gave that expression long ago, when I said, charge your worlds and all around you with new life. And since I offered that, it was my life I was offering. And my life is invincible against the discord in this world. And my life can give you new experiences to reveal the powers and blessings of your blessed I Am presence and the ascended host with which you may associate while yet unascended. You have asked to see the Ascended Masters. We are waiting to make ourselves visible to as many of mankind as desire us. So if you want new associates, we can be some of those. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Charge your worlds each night before you go to sleep with new opportunities, new friends that will always give you ascended master, invincible protection. And then as you go forward to accomplish greater and greater attainment and release greater power to assist your fellow man, there will be legions who can come to your assistance and bring you new help, which you need today and America needs to be kept invincible against the hordes of destruction. Find new ways to ever hold closer and closer to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. And don't hesitate to call forth the new life from any Ascended Master or Cosmic Being who is waiting to pour the sacred fire love into this world for its purification. And only the sacred fire can purify what mankind has contaminated. So, blessed ones, the people of Earth need to find a new way to live life. And they need to understand the Ascended Master's way, that each day becomes more wonderful in the release of its power to produce perfection and raise life to greater and greater freedom in the attainment of the ascension. And while the outer world does much research in certain channels, yet if the human beings of this earth would put 1 millionth part the effort to ask and try to understand what the Ascended Masters and Cosmic Beings can teach, the illumination would come to bring its greater blessings here without the struggle and the mistakes and the desecration that mankind produces by the artificial way of trying to find knowledge. If you want perfection, you must go to the source of it. And therefore, the new way of life to which we refer is our Ascended Master octave. And by the use of the sacred fire of our love, all things can become purified, all things balanced, all brought into divine order harmoniously and permanently. And if you will practice our way of life, you will find new experiences. You will release the greater powers of your own blessed I Am Presence, and you will go forward to victorious accomplishment without experiencing delay or obstruction or uncertainty in the world of doubt and fear. For we do not have either in our octave and our way of life. So when you understand what it means to charge everything in your beings and world with our sacred fire, new way of life, you will find the certainty coming by which doubt and fear have become experiences of the past, and there lies ahead of you only the victorious power of the present and the future to ever greater and greater enjoyment in the use of all things in the universe to glorify your beloved I Am presence and the ascended ones whose love has brought you this far in the light. So when you live our new way of life, love becomes the commanding presence and authority and will draw to itself its own. So, blessed ones, there are legions of the angelic host that can assist you. There are legions of the cosmic light that ever produce greater perfection. And there are uncountable blessings and powers within the mighty I Am presence and the ascended master's octave that will ever and forever be new to you. May you call them in to your outer experiences and have the joy which they produce. And in that, will you feel your mastery over the conditions that heretofore have bound you in distress. So I invite you to come our way and live our new way of life and charge everything in your world with the new energy, the new life that will forever bless you and give you greater and greater freedom under the attainment of your ascension. So with the new life of the love I want you to have and the freedom that is your destiny, I shall ever flood it forth whenever you remember me. May I ever and forever reveal to you what that new life can bring to you, to all, to the world, under the fullness of your ascension. Thank you with all my love. To you, beloved Mighty Surya, thank you for your love, your blessing, and your encouragement. Now, hold us close in your world of that new life of such invincible mastery over all in this world. Wherever we abide, its love holds command for eternity. And we thank thee. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of mighty, blessed Surya. New life, new way to live life. And those new experiences release their power to free our fellow man everywhere from all that is not the ascended master's way of life for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the new life that your heart's love wants us to have and bless it forever in its expanding power to free all in this world for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy, and thank you, Mighty Surya. We thank every being who has poured love to us through the ages that has brought us this far in the light. Now to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts, expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. and pouring into his distress the new life of the sacred fire's immortal purity, send it forth without reservation and compel the purification that does bring new life and new perfection to all for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, mighty, I am blessed. St. Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director. All the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and of course all the elements.
Our beloved Mama,
our beloved Don, Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God, victorious of trains and accountants, all of the group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, especially mighty beloved Surreal, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world enfolding Sun Presence, of his glorifying love and his new way to live life. May it surge forth throughout the world and put an end to distress forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the chains called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the sacred fire's new way to live life and bring its power into outer action, that mankind's distress may cease for eternity. We thank thee. And now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its sacred fire presence from beloved Lord Maitreya, beloved mighty Surreal, beloved mighty Sana Kumara, and all who've come from the great realms of perfection to help the earth, may our love and their love bring the peace for which we call. We thank you.
Peace. Peace. Peace be with you. Peace. 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 Perfect you. Peace, 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 give you peace, that you may multiply it, for the Prince of Peace forever holds command.